This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave Wanstead.
Would you guys get serious for a minute?
Bears head coach for 6 years.
I was one of the guys sitting in the meeting room when the Cowboys went 1-15. I was the guy watching the film, and I'm tough enough and looking forward to the challenge.
Super Bowl champion.
They go back to big day as Super Bowl champions. Dallas 52, Buffalo 17.
Dave Wanstead on 670 The Score.
I know what I'm talking about here.
Marshall Harris, Mark Grody with you here on Score Middays. Joining us now on the Circus Sports Illinois Hotline is Dave Wanstead, Score Football Analyst. Download the Circa app today. Coach Wanstead can be found on the artist formerly known as Twitter, at Coach Wanstead. Dave, we're closing in on the NFL Draft's first round. How are you feeling about everything that you're seeing?
Well, it's good to be on with you guys. I just got in town here shortly and scrambling around. Yes, I got a big week coming up, kind of finalizing all my thoughts here, but I feel great. I mean, I think the Bears are, you know, because of what they did in the free agency, you know, with the offensive linemen, a couple defensive linemen, that they put themselves in a position. And, you know, the thing that happens in a draft is you have two boards that you're working off of. You got one board that's got everybody that's basically eligible. So let's say the number was 350, just to use a number. You know, you got a board that's your best players from 1 to 350, regardless of position. If right now, if we said Travis Hunter is the most talented player in this draft, then he would be number one on that board. It wouldn't be a quarterback, Cam Ward, or any of those guys. Then on the other board, you got your players by positions, and you got them graded, you know, however you do your grade, A, B, C, D. And then you know what your needs are, and then we used to call it the bullpen. You got your bullpen kind of in between them, and these are the five guys that we would take any one of these guys. We think these guys are going to be here when we pick, and this would be our wish list. We would be excited to take one of these guys, and then you go from there. So I think the Bears, because of filling those needs, as I said, they can sit there and almost take the best position at offensive line, defensive line, in my opinion, or running back. I think that's the three spots that I would really be excited about seeing the Bears. The safety position where they're at doesn't do much for me. The linebacker doesn't do much for me. The tight end position, I think Cole Kmet will be fine. You know, I'd almost be ready that if one of those three positions wasn't there, I'd be looking to trade out of my pick and moved on, and then you take what's kind of available to you wherever you end up.
Dave, let me then zero in on one of those positions, and that would be offensive line. And I have a philosophical question for you on the offensive line. It has not been ruled out by the Bears that Darnell Wright would be capable of playing left tackle if they would like to draft somebody that could play the right tackle position. So how difficult is it for a right tackle to move to left tackle? How difficult is that for any player? Is it a big deal?
Well, you know, Darnell, he's a good enough athlete that, number one, the guy's got to be athletic enough to do that, you know. But the second thing is, you know what, guys, and don't take this the wrong way, but the left tackles, the tackle spots in today's game are so much different. They're not, and I'm going to give you guys something. You know, I do a lot of work with Mike Giddings with Pro Scout, and every year he grades, his system is grading, is, and yet you guys know this, it's a blue player, and this is how they're playing today. It's not what they were rated when they came out of college, or if Aaron Rodgers was a blue player for 5 years at Green Bay, and now he's playing at a red player maybe. So he's a red today, where everything is today. Okay. So he grades every player on where they were playing that year leading into their Super Bowl performance. So, in other words, this year he had Kansas City and Philadelphia for the whole year. And then when the Super Bowl winner comes out, a la Philadelphia, now he looks at him and says, okay, what position was blue, what position was red, what position was orange, working down the line. And the interesting thing, guys, there has not been a blue left tackle been part of a Super Bowl team in the last 10 years. Yeah. I'm not telling you talent, Nye, or one time he wasn't, perform at a blue level. You know the most valuable position over the last 10 years to for a Super Bowl team on offense, on the offensive line? Take a guess.
Guard?
I'm going to guess center.
Yep, offensive center.
Wow.
Offensive center. And you look at the guys, you know, obviously it was Kelce at Philadelphia. I don't have my list in front of me now.
Coleman Shelton. Center. Just kidding.
Shelton. I mean, yeah. I mean, no, what I'm saying,
Cam Jurgens,
you know, I mean,
Bears.
These guys are premium. The guy for Kansas City is an all-pro. He plays at a high level. So the center position, and I throw that out there, coming back to your thing, if they ended up with an offensive lineman, could Darnell Wright move? Sure he could. And would it probably upgrade the offensive line? Sure it probably would. But, you know, don't get overblown on, you know, I was doing, when I did the Score draft show last year with Pat Manley, I was beating on the table for them to draft it. There was two centers that I was in love with, the kid from Oregon and the kid from West Virginia. And they, I said, God, take one of these offensive linemen in the first three. You know, they were both gone by the end of the second round. And I think they both made good all-rookie team this year. But so don't get overly overly go over the top on offensive tackles.
So team, and
the ball comes out so quick now, guys, and it's you know, they're not holding it like they used to, and seven-step drops, and it's just a different game. It really is.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You are listening to the Score Midday Show. You know the voice of the gentleman that we are speaking to right now. That is Dave Wanstead, Marshall Harris, and Mark Grody with you. And Dave, check this out, man. You talked about the draft show last year. Tune in tomorrow night. You ready, Dave? 6 to 9 for draft night on the Score. I will be joined by Dave Wanstead and our good friend Judson Richards as we will be live during round one of the draft. We'll have live reports from Hallis Hall, Chris Emma, instant reaction to what the Bears decide to do with the 10th overall pick. That's tomorrow night from 6 to 9 right here on the Score and the Odyssey app. The show will also be streamed on YouTube and Twitch. One more thing on what you're talking about with the offensive line here, Dave. Does that mean, like, just to kind of conclude what you're discussing, does that mean that if you're looking at an offensive line, whether take the best player on the offensive line, whether it's a guard, a center, or a tackle, is it gotten to that point, or is it just moving in that direction with the examples you brought up at center?
No, I think it's definitely moving that direction. I really do. I think these guys are interchangeable now. Mm. And if you're a good enough athlete, you know, you can pretty much play all the spots. And there's some guys out there this year, you know, the big guy at Ohio State, he played two or three positions. I mean, there are some good athlete guys out there that I think can play multiple spots. I haven't studied them in that much detail, but I just wouldn't get hung up on, we got to have a left tackle type of guy. That's so, all I'm trying to say.
So you talked about tight end not being something that you would look at 10, even though a lot of people put in a lot of eyes on Tyler Warren, Colston Loveland. I'm curious, does that change at all because Ben Johnson loves 12 personnel so much and he's been able to do so much with guys like Sam Laporta in his previous stop? That doesn't sway you at all? You would be more inclined to take a lineman, or if, I guess, Ashton Jeanty fell down to 10, take him?
Oh, I'd take Jeanty tonight. And they give us to it tonight. I take them tonight.
Even with the depth of the running backs?
That's in his DNA, though, right, Wani? Yeah, you like a good running back.
Well, I like a running back that had 1,700 yards on after contact. That's what I like. And I like a running back that led college football with 10-plus yard runs. That's what I like in a running back. So, but you're right. You know what? I was looking at this the other day. I think this is going to be as good a draft as it's been in, I don't know, 5-10 years at the running back position. I think probably when Christian McCaffrey and Alvin Kamara, I don't know what year that was, when they all came out, you know, it was Joe Mixon, it was Aaron Jones. I mean, there was about 10 backs that came out from 1 to 4, say, in those rounds that made a big impact in the NFL. And I think there's going to be, you know, there could be 4 backs taken before the second round is over this year. I think that what Saquon Barkley did for running backs to open everybody's eyes to say, hey, this is the importance of a running back if you want to have a chance to win a Super Bowl. I think that's going to carry a lot of weight going into this year's draft. And I think 3 of the backs are in the Big Ten Conference, guys, that we've been seeing play here. You know, obviously, Jeanty's one guy, but then him and the Hampton kid, I'm sorry. You know, those two guys are going to be probably the 2 top guys. But then both backs at Ohio State and the Caleb Johnson kid at Iowa. So you probably got 3, 4, and 5, and, you know, could be the taken before the end of the second round.
And that's why when you say that, Dave, and that was 2017 you were referred to. Christian McCaffrey was the only first round back taken that year, and this one feels kind of like that draft. That's why I'd be hesitant to take the running back and stock up on other things that you need, because let's be honest, the Bears, they have depth issues. They need a lot of things at a lot of positions.
Yeah, I would take Jeanty and not look back. If it wasn't him, I think what you're saying, I would not dispute that. I wouldn't. You know, and the tight end thing, here's what's going to happen, okay? I don't think that Warren and Loveland are going to be – I think one of those guys is going to be there, probably Loveland, at the Bears pick at 10. And if they took him – I mean, he is worthy of that pick. I think the guy got shortchanged a little bit. Number one, you know, he got banged up and got hurt. we all saw Michigan play last year. They didn't even have a quarterback half, you know, most of the year. I mean, it wasn't fair to the kid. And so he comes from a Jim Harbaugh mentality. You know, he's a tough guy. The guy wouldn't have survived at Michigan if he wasn't able to line up and hit somebody in the mouth. So he's a, you know, he's kind of a tight end. I think he's a lot like the Bowers kid. It came out of Duke. You know, you can put him out wide. He's a mismatch catching the ball. You know, where Tyler Warren is a little bit of everything. God, I mean, you know, guy played five different positions, I believe it was, at Penn State. So, I mean, he's going to be a guy that's a lot like Kelsey. You know, I think that Loveland is a guy a little bit more like the Bowers kid or like the guy at the 49ers, Kittle. I put him in that category because he's a tougher blocker. And I put Warren in the category like a Kelsey. You know, we've seen Kelsey play wide receiver and running back yep. and up under center. You know, I always like to have a picture, a little bit of a comparison when I'm looking at these guys. I think both of these guys are going to be stars in the NFL. I really do.
Like hearing it, and I can't wait to ask you more about those guys tomorrow night. I have one last question. We've only got about 30 seconds here left, Dave, but here's the showdown. If at number 10, the top defensive tackle, Mason Graham, is available, and the top offensive tackle is available, Will Campbell out of LSU, what direction do you go? In other words, offensive line or defensive line, Dave?
Let me ask you guys, did you guys watch the Super Bowl? I'm saying that being funny because I know you.
So defensive line is your answer. Line. Yeah. So defensive line.
Anybody that watched that game and saw them not blitz and play four defensive linemen against the defending Super Bowl, a pretty darn good offensive line, and wouldn't walk away saying, okay, am I going to take an offense or a defensive lineman? What makes more of an impact?
Run to the podium if Mason Graham is available.
We got you. We got you, yes. Coach. We got you. Thanks so much for joining us, Dave.
Okay. I mean, I that's just, again, this is me. This is how I see it.
And, that's why we have you on, man.
I said, you got to be kidding me. They didn't blitz.
Didn't need to.
Unbelievable.
Did not need to.
I know. I mean, so. Don't get me going. We could spend the whole show.
Dave, we got something to do. We got to let you go. We got something to do. So we'll talk to you for 3 hours tomorrow night.
We appreciate you.
Right?
Thanks so much for stopping by. I can't wait to hear you tomorrow night with Mark and Judson.
Okay, sounds good, guys. Be safe.
See bye-bye. You.
All right, so that was Dave Wannstedt. He's great analysis there. Can't wait to hear what he has to say with Mark Grody and friends tomorrow night.